As with all the Central Otago gold strikes, optimistic miners stormed into the interior in the hope of hitting the big strike. One goldfield after another was located, but few of the miners were outfitted to cope with the fearful conditions of Central Otago. The Old Man Range of mountains to the west suffered heavy snows in 1863. Starving diggers tried to tramp from their claims towards food and warmth. Their bones and relics are still sometimes found on the heights. No one knows for sure how many miners perished while trying to reach safety. Today, a roadside memorial at Gorge Creek marks the common grave of the men whose remains were recovered.
To reach these gold fields, we had to pit our lives against an unforgiving landscape where there was little fuel to warm us, and no natural food supplies to sustain our hunger. The climate can only be described as murderous. The heat of the summer in the valleys could drive us to madness, while the cold of the winter drove some miners, like my old friend Ned James, to suicide. Ned lived about 300 metres upstream from me, round the next bend in the river. Ned was down on his luck. He hadn't panned much gold during the summer, and what he did pan, he used to buy the cheap Hokanui moonshine that often found its way here when we ran out of proper whiskey. I remember Ned had been running low on winter provisions, and although he didn't have much money left, 3 weeks earlier he'd been to see Bob Gill, who ran the general store, to see if he could get some credit to tie him over. Gill's a hard man who doesn't give credit to just anyone. He thought Ned would drink away any gold profits rather than pay him back. So he refused Ned credit. Now, 3 weeks on, Ned was down to the last of his damper and coffee. He had enough to last him about, two more days. I can still remember it was very calm that night. The sky was clear, and the temperature was well below freezing. And then I heard it. I didn't even bother to get out of my bedroll to check. It was too cold, and there was nothing I could do for Ned. It was two more days before I could muster up the courage to walk to his campsite. It was so cold, it took me half of that day to cover him in rocks and make a cross, on top of which I stuck his hat.